Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Welcome to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. My name is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas, and we want to just welcome you this morning and hope that you're enjoying the cooler weather, and especially in the mornings. Sure nice to open up your windows and doors in the morning and let everything cool down. My wife and I enjoy walking our dog in the early morning hours, and so that's pretty nice to be able to enjoy that. And we're really looking forward this next week to our daughter, Sarah, being with us for several days, and also Marion and her little one, Madeline. We're just really excited that they're going to be coming down from Reno for a visit. So I'm really excited about that. And of course, Sarah is pregnant with one of our grandchildren, and our son Nathan and his wife Chantel are also pregnant with another one of our grandchildren. And so I've just been thinking about children a lot recently. And grandchildren is one of those things that's, wait a minute, doesn't seem possible yet. But I'm just pumped for it. And I'm thinking about kids, and we've been doing stuff for kids. We had to get a new washing machine the other day because our old one conked out on us, finally gave out. And so we got the washing machine, and my wife was looking at it, and she goes, you know what, that'd be a really cool house. And so we got out the X-Acto knife, we cut a door, and we made some windows, and so now it's out on our back porch, and it'll be a fun little playhouse for Madeline when she gets here. But, you know, there's just so many things that you think about when you think about children. But here's something I want you to think about this morning along with me, is that as Christians, we are children of God. We're children of God. And somebody says, well, how is that possible? Well, first of all, you know, everyone is a child of God from the aspect of creation. God is the one that created humanity. He's the one that gave Adam and Eve both life and breath. And from them, of course, everyone else has come. And so God is the one who designed human beings. He's the one that designed every amazing intrinsic part of us. And the Bible says in Psalm 139 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So we need to recognize how awesome it is to not only be children of God as far as creation is concerned, but even doubly the fact that through Jesus Christ, God adopts us as His children. And I want you to see in 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Friends, I want you to know that if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if you have accepted that amazing gift of grace that He made possible by dying on a cross and resurrecting from the dead, and you have put your hope and your trust in the living God of creation who loves us and cares about us, then guess what? You too can be a child of God. He gave us the right to become children of God. And that is what we are. When we were baptized into Christ, He raised us up to walk in newness of life. And so we need to recognize how great this love of the Father is that He has lavished on us. Not just a little bit, but lavished on us. This great love that allows us to be children of God. And we need to recognize that is what we are. It's not something we have to wait until we get to heaven, but we can be citizens of heaven right now. We can be children of God. And so let's think about that as we listen to our first song this morning by Stephen Curtis Chapman called Children of God. And if you're not awake yet, this song ought to get you moving. All right, let's listen this morning.
Who are the treasured and the prized? Who is the apple of God's eye? Who is? We are, we are, we are. Who are the ones who bear his name? Who are the children he has claimed as his? We are, we are, we are. The ones God has sent his son to rescue. And now
song, Children of God. And that's what we're talking about this morning in 1 John chapter 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. You see, God so loved us that he sent Jesus to us to pay the penalty for sin so that we wouldn't have to stand under the wrath of God. So we wouldn't have to stand and be judged by God and be condemned, but so that we could stand before God in confidence and unashamed before him at his coming. You know, God loved us even while we were still his enemies. Before we loved him, he loved us. And he demonstrated that love to us by sending Jesus to us. And so we need to recognize when the Bible says that we're children of God, we need to claim that, and we need to be joyful about it and rejoice in it, because that is what we are right now. It's not something you have to guess about or wonder about. If you're truly in a relationship with God, that you call upon Him as your Father, as you recognize Him as your Father, you can be thankful about that. But you know what? The Bible tells us that's not the way it always was. In Titus chapter 3, Titus chapter 3, starting in verse 3, it says, "At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another." So, you know, that was a far cry from being a child of God. We certainly weren't. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, when Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And that is what some of you were. Okay? And that is what some of you were, Paul said. "But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." And so you see, God took us out of darkness and He brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. In Galatians chapter 4, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, Paul's talking about being a son of God through faith in Christ Jesus. In verse 26 of chapter 3, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." He talks about guardians and different things. But he gets to verse 4 and he says, "But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir." What an incredible thing to think about and consider, that God has chosen us, that He's raised us up, that He's adopted us, that He calls us children, that we can call out to Him in a godly, wonderful, amazing relationship. What a great and an awesome God He is. Let's listen to our next song this morning. This is a song called "Great Is Our God" by Alberto and Kimberly Rivera singing this version of the song. And I hope this will encourage you to think about how awesome and wonderful our great God is, that He would call us His children. Let's listen.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. Splendor of the King, Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Oh, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at its voice.
Right, we're back this morning, and what a great song. How great is our God? I hope you know that God is that great and God is that good. And if you don't, friends, please seek after him. Start asking questions. Start opening your eyes and your ears and realize that there is one true God, the living God, the creator of heaven and earth and of all things. And so back in 1 John chapter 3, in verse 1, he says that we're children of God. That is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Okay? So the world goes on acting and pretending like God doesn't exist. And, you know, why would you want to be a child of God anyway? But that's because they don't really know God. But in verse 2, it says, "Dear friends, now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Friends, I want you to know that there is much, much, much more than just this life being a Christian. This life is just the testing, if you would. This is where we learn to walk with God now, but there is an eternity that's coming when there will be no more sin and no more darkness and no more trouble and no more tears and no more death. And you know what? When that happens, we don't know exactly what we will be, but we know that we will be like Christ. In other words, just as Christ was raised from the dead to walk in newness of life, we've been raised up to walk in newness of life spiritually, but there's coming a day when we're going to receive a new body, a resurrection body. We're not going to have time this morning to read about it, but if you want to, 1 Corinthians 15, and especially verses 50 down through 58, you can read all about this new resurrection body that's going to be like Christ. And that's why it says, "But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We'll have the same kind of new resurrection body that's a part of the new creation that Jesus has, and that how he started his new walk of life. And so, man, these are things that we can get excited about. And it goes on to say in the third verse, "Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." Everyone who has this hope purifies himself just as he is pure. Friends, over in Romans chapter 13, the Apostle Paul, being led by the Spirit of God, in verse 8 says, "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet," whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is a fulfillment of the law. "And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and in drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh." Friends, we need to be a people that recognize the Lord Jesus Christ, and we strive to be holy as he is holy. Friends, we're going to listen to our last song this morning, "Oh, I Want to Know You More." This is a song by Kelly and Carrie Nichols. And just listen to the words and think about how much more you want to get to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Let's listen.
In your eyes.
stirs up within me, cries that say, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you more. When my daily deeds ordinarily lose life and song, my heart begins to bleed sensitivity to him is gone.
I've run the race but set my own pace and face shattered soul, but the say, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you. And I would give my final breath to know you in your death and resurrection. Oh, I want to know you.
Well, that's all the time that we have this morning, folks. Thanks so much again for listening. And please remember that as a Christian, you are a child of God right now. And we have so much to look forward to, a great hope. Hey, we're the Church of Las Vegas. Come join us as we worship God and get to know Him more. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30. Sunday evening at 6 o'clock and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Come on out. We're going through the Proverbs on Wednesday night. Great study. You can also learn more about us on the web at thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com. And hey, until next week, Lord willing, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. God bless you.